जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 41 एंड देयर थ्री टेक्स्ट वर्सेस टुडे नंबर 40 41 एंड 42 so we'll all do number 40 and 41 together and then we'll do responsively number 42. Text 40. Tatastu vayaka pritas tayor vesham makalpayat vichitra varnais chaileyair akalpayar anurupataha. Thereupon, a weaver came forward and feeling affection for the lords, nicely adorned their attire with cloth ornaments of various colors. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the weaver adorned the lords with cloth armlets and earrings that looked just like jewels. The word anurupataha indicates that the colors matched nicely. Text 41. Nana lakshana veshabhyam Krishna Ramau Virejatu Swalankritau Bala Gajau Parvaniva Sitetarau. Krishna and Balaram looked resplendent, each in his own unique, wonderfully ornamented outfit. They resembled a pair of young elephants, one white and the other black, decorated for a festive occasion. Please repeat. Tasya prasanna bhagavan pradat sarupyam atmanah shriyam cha paramam loke balaishwarya smritindriyam tasya prasanna bhagavan Pradat sarupyam atmana Shriyam cha paramam loke Balaishwarya smritindriyam Tasya prasanna bhagavan Pradat sarupyam atmana Shriyam cha paramam loke Balaishwarya smritindriyam Tasya prasanna bhagavan Shriyam cha paramam loke Balaishwarya smritindriyam Tasya prasanna bhagavan Matajis. Students. Asya prasanna bhagavan radha sarupyam atmana shriyam cha paramam loke malaishaya smitindriyam tasya prasanna bhagavan Rada Sarupyam Atmanah Shriyam Cha Paramam Loke Balaishwarya Smitindriyam Word for word Tasya with him Prasanna satisfied Bhagavan The Supreme Lord, Prarat, granted, Sarupyam, the liberation of having the same form, Atmanah, as himself, Shriyam, opulence, Cha, and Paramam, supreme, Loki, in this world. Bala, physical strength. Aishwarya, influence. Smriti, strength of memory. Indriyam, dexterity of the senses. Translation. Pleased with the weaver, the Supreme Lord Krishna blessed him that after death he would achieve the liberation of attaining a form like the Lord's, and that while in this world he would enjoy supreme opulence, physical strength, influence, memory, and sensory vigor. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Shrila Virabahu Prabhu Iti Namine Shri Shivindhatu Vidhira Parapanka Jarayane Prabhupada Nuvanayana Mahashri Virabhavi Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesh Sunyavari Paschatari Shitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I would like to I'd like to go back a few verses, since we have so many children here today, so many Gurukulis. They make up the maximum amount of the attendance to the class today. So I'll go back to 28th and then just read through it so that they can get an idea of what we were discussing during the week. The ladies of Mathura had repeatedly heard about Krishna, and thus as soon as they saw him, their hearts melted. They felt honored that he was sprinkling upon them the nectar of his glances and broad smiles. Taking him into their hearts through their eyes, they embraced him, the embodiment of all ecstasy. And as their bodily hairs stood on end, O subduer of enemies, they forgot the unlimited distress caused by his absence. Their lotus face blooming with affection, the ladies who had climbed to the roofs of the mansions rained down showers of flowers upon Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna. Brahmanas standing along the way honored the two lords with presentations of yogurt, unbroken barley corns, pots full of water, garlands, fragrant substances such as sandalwood paste, and other items of worship. The women of Mathura explain, "Oh, what severe austerities the gopis must have performed to be able to regularly see Krishna and Balaram, who are the greatest source of pleasure for all mankind." Seeing the washerman approaching, who had been dyeing some clothes, dyeing, D-Y-E-I-N-G, Krishna asked him for the finest laundered garments he had. Lord Krishna said, "Please give suitable garments to the two of us, who certainly deserve them. If you grant this charity, you will undoubtedly receive the greatest benefit." This is an important request, and you will hear more about it. Thus requested by the Supreme Lord, who is perfectly complete in all respects, that arrogant servant of the king became angry and replied insultingly. It's not a good idea. We're dealing with Krishna. The washerman said, "You impudent boys, you are accustomed to roaming the mountains and forests, and yet you would dare put on such clothes as these? These are the king's possessions you are asking for." Just in case you didn't know, these are the king's possessions. "Fools, get out of here quickly. Don't beg like this if you want to stay alive. When someone is too bold, the king's men arrest him and kill him and take all his property." As the washerman thus spoke brazenly, the son of Devaki became angry. And then merely with his fingertips, he separated the man's head from his body. Ding. The washerman's assistants all dropped their bundles of clothes and fled down the road, scattering in all directions. Lord Krishna then took the clothes. Krishna and Balaram put on pairs of garments that especially pleased them, and then Krishna distributed the remaining clothes among the cowherd boys, leaving some scattered on the ground. And then today, thereupon a weaver, so after that washerman, here comes a weaver. Thereupon a weaver came forward and, feeling affection for the lords, nicely adorned their attire with cloth ornaments of various colors. Krishna and Balaram looked resplendent, each in his own unique, wonderfully ornamented outfit. They resembled a pair of young elephants, one white and the other black, decorated for a festive occasion. Pleased with the weaver, the Supreme Lord Krishna blessed him that after death he would achieve the liberation of attaining a form like the Lord's, and that while in this world he would enjoy supreme opulence, physical strength, influence, memory, and sensory vigor. So here are two different persons who approach the Lord with different desires. The washerman being a fool and became angry at Krishna and Balaram. They met with one kind of response whereby he was killed. And the other one, a weaver, he got the benefit of getting the blessings of Krishna in a different way of enjoying while he is here, and then at the end of life go back to Krishna Loka. So it is interesting to note that a person like the washerman, seeing Krishna and Balaram, everyone else who was seeing Krishna and Balaram, they were very much attracted by him. All the ladies, you have seen how all the ladies of Mathura, they were dying to see him. They have heard about him, but now they're getting a chance to see him. And the washerman, also fortunate to see Krishna and Balaram. But look how he is, look how he is, you know, refusing to give him what he wanted. And he also said, Krishna says, "Please, give suitable garments to the two of us, who certainly deserve them." He wasn't lying, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He deserved to have everything. And if you grant this charity, you will undoubtedly receive the greatest benefit. So, not that being killed by Krishna is not a benefit, it's actually a great benefit to be killed by Krishna. But you could get an even better benefit if you approach him in a nice way. So, there are so many others who were killed by Krishna. Since the students are here, I'm going to ask you a few questions. You ready? So there was a demon who came to kill Krishna. And Krishna sucked the life force out of her. What was the name? Haridas? Sorry? Putana, correct. And then there was another one who took the form of a cart. Cart demon. Prasad? Shakatasura. Very good. Each answer is correct on the first time. Alright, there was another one who took the form of a whirlwind, like a hurricane. And took Krishna up in the air. Karuna? Trinavarta. Very good. Excellent. 100% so far. Now there was one of them who was a crocodile. They say serpent, but a crocodile. What was his name? Crocodile? Remember? The gator?
Like a snake?
Alligator? Nobody remembers? Begins with A. What's your name? Sorry? Chandramukhi, yeah, Chandramukhi, what do you say? Agasura, correct. Was a snake? Was a snake. Wasn't a crocodile.
I couldn't answer because they didn't know the crocodile.
Well, that was part of the question for you to connect the two. No, and Krishna chastised a serpent, a real snake. And many heads. Someone else. Karuna already went. What's your name? Yeah. Champakalata, you answer now. Kaliya, correct. Wow, wonderful. Okay, so so here the feeling of these different devotees is very important. It is with the service attitude that this weaver is able to satisfy Krishna and Balaram. And they look so resplendent as they were supposed to look. Just like our deities here, you see every day, day after day, devotees put so much affection and so much time and so much service and energy in order to dress them nicely. And today they look especially beautiful, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree? Beautiful. Look at Krishna and Balaram. Very colorful garlands and then the crowns and so much time spent in making the turbans and so forth. And I'm sure the Lord is very pleased with that. So it is this service attitude that actually attracts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one has a nice service attitude towards Krishna. What can I do for Krishna? And therefore devotees take on different kinds of services for the propagation of the Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada has given so many instructions on how we can benefit spiritually and how we can serve Krishna by different kinds of services. So, and every one of us should take part in some part of that service because it's good for us, it's good for our spiritual life, it is good for our material life, it's good for our peace and happiness even now as we perform devotional service. So everyone should take on some kind of service for the Supreme Lord. In this way the Lord become pleased with us. In our local community here, we see so many devotees do different kinds of services. And, you know, among those who have taken on the most service, like Tamohar Prabhu, for example, GBC, he's sacrificing all of his time, practically speaking, traveling to different centers, going to meetings. And, you know, I don't know if you, still children probably wouldn't know this, but to sit in a meeting and discuss so many different aspects of management and so forth is one thing, to talk about the pastimes of Krishna, but it's another thing when you have to sit down and, you know, deal with problems and try to solve different things, and certain problems are very, very difficult. They're so entangling and they have many facets to them, and you have to think about this one and that one and how this person will feel if you say that. And it's very, very difficult to sit down in a meeting like that. So the devotees who take on this type of service, I'm sure Krishna is very pleased, because you're taking on something which, in general, people don't like to deal with problems. They would be happier to just chant Hare Krishna, do kirtan or bhajan, and so forth. And Shesha Prabhu, Mother Mukhya, Ramiya Prabhu, there is Nagaraj and Yamaraj. The name is unlimited, how many devotees are sacrificing their time, sacrificing their life for the for serving the Supreme Lord in different ways. And this is what makes the Lord pleased with us. And then, in order to serve the Lord, there must be some feeling, there must be some affection. Why would you want to serve somebody unless there is some affection? Sometimes you're forced. But when one has some affection and he approaches the Lord and serves in that way, the Lord becomes pleased, and we also, as servants, we also get that benefit. It is by that service attitude. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Who knows what verse is that from Bhagavad Gita? Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Any student? Which chapter is it from? Okay. It's chapter 18. Who knows the verse number? Bhaktya mam abhijanati. 55. What is 1866? Everyone should know that one. 1866? Abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. What verse is that? Sanskrit. Yeah? What is the first word? Tell me. Anybody from this side? Sarva. It begins with Sarva. Sarva means all. Sarva. Sarva dharmam parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma shuchaha. So, so this is the service attitude that is required in order for us to make advancement and attract the attention of Krishna. And if we're if we're not engaged in service, we will be forced to engage in something else, because we have to do something. So the more we engage in devotional service, the more we become attached to Krishna, the more affection we're going to have. And the better for our spiritual life, our minds will be more at ease, and Krishna's blessings will be more for us. So everyone should take part as much as possible. Life is very short, after all. Life is quite short, and we can leave the body at any time, so we must take advantage now. Srila Prabhupada said one must use his best energy for Krishna. So we don't want to be like those guys who say, well, I'm going to wait till I get old and then I'm going to surrender to Krishna. No, give your best energy for Krishna. Like the students here, they're going to Bhaktivedanta Academy and they learn about Krishna and they serve Krishna in different ways. And they're using their young, youthful energy in Krishna's service. So this is required. Don't wait till you get old, because you never know if you'll be strong enough to do anything. Of course, you can do service mentally, but that's a different thing. So, in Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentioned something about transcendental service attitude. It says, "Transcendental service to the Lord is not mundane. The service attitude of a devotee gradually increases and never becomes slackened. Generally, in old age, a person is allowed retirement from mundane service. But in the transcendental service of the Lord, there is no retirement at all. On the contrary, the service attitude increases more and more with the progress of age. In the transcendental service, there is no satiation, and therefore there is no retirement." There is no day off. In the transcendental service, materially, when a man becomes tired by rendering service in his spirit, in his physical body, he is allowed retirement. But in the transcendental service, there is no feeling of fatigue, because it is spiritual service and is not on the bodily plane. Service on the bodily platform dwindles as the body grows older, but the spirit is never old, and therefore, on the spiritual plane, the service is never tiresome. In a letter in 1968, Srila Prabhupada wrote to Madhusudan Prabhu, "Your sentiment is very much appreciated by me, and your service is very nice. It is very good that you are helping to put out our Back to Godhead magazine. And whenever I see the new magazine mailed each month, I am so pleased to go through its contents and see all the nice work you have done. And you are always in my thoughts as I read through it, as well as Rai Ram and all your other co-workers. To make this magazine a great success is very, very important to the mission. And you, along with your co-workers, are doing it very nicely. And Krishna will bless you. Please continue to do it." And so many devotees, Jayananda Prabhu, see how Srila Prabhupada was very much affectionate toward him for all the services that he has done. First of all, to sacrifice all the money he had in his bank account when he joined the temple. That's a big sacrifice. Usually people are, they are attached to their money, to their wealth, and so forth. And for someone to give everything he had, not keeping one penny back. If I give, I might give some, but I want to keep some back for myself. But he gave everything that he had, and all the services he performed for Rath Yatra and building the carts and so on and so forth. I wanted to read something also from a Krishna book, and this talks about the affection that one has for each other. And in this particular episode, there was a solar eclipse when many of the devotees met in Kurukshetra. The solar eclipse, it is said that solar eclipse happens once in a day of Brahma, which is a kalpa. One day of Brahma is millions of years. So it says, "Once upon a time, while Krishna and Balaram were living peacefully in Dwarka, there was a rare occasion of a full solar eclipse. At the end of every kalpa, the sun is covered by a great cloud, and incessant rain covers the lower planetary systems all the way up to Swargaloka. By astronomical calculation, people were informed that this great eclipse, prior to its taking place, and therefore everyone, both men and women, decided to assemble at Kurukshetra at a place called Samanta Panchak. Panchak means five, and I think Samanta means pools or ponds, where Parshuram dug many ponds to fill the blood of all those Kshatriyas who were killed. After this, Krishna's mother Devaki and Balaram's mother Rohini So they were all there, the Yadus and the Vishnis and people from all the residents from Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj and all, everyone came there. And they haven't seen each other for many years. So Krishna's mother Devaki and Balaram's mother Rohini both embraced Mother Yashoda. They said, "Dear Queen Yashoda Devi, you and Nanda Maharaj have been great friends to us. And when we remember you, we are immediately overwhelmed by the thought of your friendly activities. We are so indebted to you that even if we were to return your benediction by giving you the opulence of the King of Heaven, it would not be enough to repay you. We shall never forget your kindly behavior toward us. When Krishna and Balaram were born, before they even saw their real father and mother, they were entrusted to your care, and you raised them as your own children, fostering them as birds take care of their offspring in the nest. You have nicely fed, nourished, and loved them, and have performed many auspicious religious ceremonies for their benefit." This is a very touching scene, actually. And then they continue. "Actually, they are not our sons. They belong to you. Nanda Maharaj and you are the real father and mother of Krishna and Balaram. As long as they were under your care, they had not even a pinch of difficulty. Under your protection, they were completely out of the way of all kinds of fear. This most affectionate care which you have taken for them is completely befitting your elevated position. The most noble personalities do not discriminate between their own sons and the sons of others, and there cannot be any personalities more noble than Nanda Maharaj and you." And this affection for Krishna and Balaram we have seen in so many others, the Brahmins' wives, the wives of the Kaliya serpent, the gopis of Vrindavan. So many devotees have developed that great feeling for Krishna and Balaram. Okay, so it's 1:45. I'll stop there. See if there's any questions or comments. Yeah, Madan Mohan Prabhu.
You said that under the protection of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they didn't have it. They were always protected. It looks like they had a lot of problems there with the ones that Kamsa sent them. So they were always saying that it must be that Narayan's protecting them. But how would you have those two statements go together?
Well, I guess we have to look at the outcome. They were always in anxiety, practically speaking, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. They were practically always in anxiety. But their anxiety was... how do you say? It was an anxiety, but because Krishna was in control and they had so much feeling and they were so much surrendered to the Lord, Lord Vishnu, Narayan, the outcome of each of those, you can see that, you know, they were protected and, you know, they were very much into worshipping the cow and, you know, cow products and bathing them and so forth. They were in anxiety because they were seeing themselves as the parents. They were actually acting as the parents, and therefore every parent is anxious for his child. But they were also depending on Lord Narayan, and therefore... And every time you see Krishna is protected, he's, you know, he comes out unscathed. It was with great difficulty that they brought them up, but because their affection for Krishna and Balaram was actually pushing them forward, was actually keeping them alive. That affection that. And Krishna will play with them and, you know, come back from the forest and so forth. Anything else? Yeah. Madhumati.
You were talking about attitude, service attitude, and local devotees doing service. Just last week, Braja and Shama Darshini were talking to each other, and they were saying how Kesha Prabhu does everything he does, whether it's the temple, you know, leading kirtan or playing the mridanga or setting up the tents, or whether it's going on preaching programs or whether it's going on Krishna lunch. They were saying Kesha Prabhu does everything everywhere.
Oh.
And then they were saying how Mother Nitai, she does amazing service. They were asking me how long she's been doing the service of being a head pujari. I said, well, must be at least 15 years. I said, but even prior to that, in Puerto Rico, she was being the head pujari. So there was like nothing but glorification about how Kesha Prabhu and Mother Nitai does so much
Nitai,
service.
Nitai was very dedicated.
Yes.
Definitely.
So just wanted to share that.
Thank you. It's actually Nitai was doing everything. There are so many devotees in this community who perform so many important service. Like Manu Prabhu, who does the bus tour, so much responsibility, and there's so much danger, taking care of other people's children, and that's a hard service. And many others, in a sense, all roads lead to Alachua. You see so many people trying to get to Alachua, and they've heard of, if they can't quite get here, at least they hear about Alachua. And Alachua is there only because of so many devotees, giving their time, giving their service, not only the adults, but also the children, the kids, the gurukulis, everyone is engaged. Of course, there's so much more to be done, and therefore we can't stop. We have to keep going and give our time and our energy to the preaching mission. Jai. Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.